Good afternoon, everybody. This is Cy Tyson speaking to you for WWJ, the Detroit News. And we're out here at the side of the Yankees for the season of 1934. Just one more bite, one more swallow, and that four-course Yankee dinner will be safely tucked away under the Tiger belt. You know, we sort of missed out on the salad course yesterday, but no matter who wins or loses, the White Star Refining Company and its allied mobile gas and mobile oil dealers are bringing you the game. And that's something to remember. You know, when the gauge on your car shows you need gasoline, just stop at the sign of the Flying Red Horse and say thanks to the mobile gas man for the Tiger broadcast. Make White Star stations your headquarters for every motoring need. Expert lubrication, tires, batteries, polishes, waxes, and that famous insect killer Bugaboo. Everybody's for the Tigers now. Everybody's backing them to win. But it's easy to pick a winner at this stage of the game. But it took White Star to pick them last spring when they backed their judgment with a good round sum to bring you these great baseball broadcasts. White Star knew a leader when they saw one. They're leaders themselves here in Michigan, and it takes a leader to pick a leader. Right here in Wayne County, the home of the Tigers, more motorists use mobile gas than any other gasoline. White Star proved its leadership by being the first to bring a 70-octane gasoline to you at no extra price, by bringing you these symphony concerts last winter, by bringing you these Tiger broadcasts, and by bringing you mobile gas with climatic control and mobile oil, the world's fastest-selling motor oil. So follow the leader. Make mobile gas and mobile oil a motoring habit. It's a great chance to tell the mobile gas man that you're enjoying these Tiger baseball broadcasts at the sign of the Flying Red Horse. Now we're going to have a baseball broadcast in a few moments. Just a moment ago, a crowd of Fowlerville fans, home of Charlie Gehringer, presented Charlie with a huge floral horseshoe and also a basket of flowers for manager Cochran. They also brought one down for your announcer, which he appreciates very greatly. And I know that your announcer's wife will appreciate it when he gets it home this evening, after writing that terrible piece he has to write each day for the paper. The teams will line up as follows. Fox for Detroit. Fox, right field. White, center field. Gehringer, second base. Greenberg, first base. Owen, third base. Goslin, left field. Rogel, shortstop. Hayworth, catcher. Marbury, pitcher. And for the Yankees, Crosetti, shortstop. Rolfe, third base. Selkirk, left field. Gehrig, first base. Lazzari, second base. Chapman, center field. Bird, right field. Jorgens, catcher. And Broca, pitcher. Johnny Broca and Arndt Jorgens. For New York, Fred Marbury and Ray Hayworth for the Tigers. To go, the local dealers of the Wall Eversharp Pen and Pencil Company presented Mickey Cochran and myself with a desk set and pen and pencil sets to Charlie Gehringer, Hank Greenberg, Goose Gosling, and Schoolboy Rowe. Ought to be a lot of writing done this winter. Tigers are going out to their position in the field. The game will be on very shortly. Yesterday, neither Gehrig nor Gehringer improved their batting average. And Heine Manouche with Washington picked up about three hits and is now standing second in this American League race for the batting championship. Lou Gehrig is still out front with a percentage of .357. Manouche has .356 and Gehrig is .353. The early part of the week was a chance for the Tigers to clinch the pennant before they left town tonight for St. Louis. However, that chance was erased yesterday when the Yankees came through and won that third game of the series, easily beating the Tigers after being shut out in the first two games. And now today's game will mean whether or not the Tigers take the series or merely split even. The Tigers have to win four more ball games before the curtain runs down to win the pennant. Marbury is ready. The first pitch to Crosetti. A fast ball in the outside corner. A called strike. Fred is making his first start in quite a long time. He's been used recently as just in relief roles. In the matter of games with the Yankees, Marbury has won two and lost none. Broca, pitching for the Yanks, has won one and lost one to Detroit. The next pitch of Marbury's was a bit outside, 2 or 3 feet, and this was a ball, of course, and the count is 1-1. Freddie's arm goes up for the next pitch. Here comes a smash for a single into left field, beyond the reach of Rogel and Crosetti. First man up, single to left. This brings up Red Rolfe, left-hand batter. The temporary bleachers out beyond the wall in Cherry Street are rising quite rapidly. That'd be a dandy place to play tag now. You could fall about 30 feet off of those. I certainly liked for a place like that when I was a kid. I couldn't even get up there now. Here's the first pitch to Broca, right through the middle, a called strike. Crosetti on first, nobody out, first inning. Wind is blowing directly towards center field. It's an ideal baseball day. Nice crowd in the stands and nobody out on the grass. Conditions are ideal for a good game. Ball low outside to the left-hand batter. Count is now 1-1. Red Ross is the batter. Throw, Crosetti stopping at third. A high bounder over Hank Greenberg's head down the right field line for a double. Sending Crosetti to third and Schoolboy Row to warm up in the bullpen. Runners on third and second. Nobody out. First inning. And Selkirk is up. Selkirk went hitless in the first two games. Rowe striking him out three times in the second game. And Crowder getting him on one strikeout in the first game. But yesterday, George came through with a very timely double. He's a left-hand batter. Won a lot of games for the Yankees on this Western trip before hitting Detroit. Ball one outside. Luke Hamlin also going out to warm up. Rudy York is warming up the Schoolboy. And Nick Gibbs will warm up Hamlin. The next pitch to Selkirk, swinging hard on a low ball. Strike one. 1-1. George meant to hit that to the far corners. In batting practice today, the Babe hit a couple over the fence and one out in the bleachers. He's still suffering from a Charlie horse and for that reason is staying out of the game. The next pitch, low on the outside corner for a called strike, and the count is 2 strikes and 1 ball. 2-1. Runners on second and third, nobody out. A hit means 2 runs. A long fly means 1 run. Schoolboy is quick warming up, and Hamlin is out there all by himself. I think the Schoolboy went out of his own volition and probably Mike called him back in. Foul back against the wire. The count is 2 strikes, 1 ball. Two and one. Two men on, nobody out. Marbury rubbing the shine off of a nice new ball. Steps up on the rubber. Gets the sign from Ray Hayworth. Takes his time about getting started. The windup starts. Plenty of windup. Count of 2 strikes and 1 ball. Now it's 2 balls. High and inside. 2-2. Fred is massaging that old apple. Doesn't want to let Selkirk hit if he can help it. He's in a tough spot. Third and second occupied, none out. There's the windup. Here's the pitch. Selkirk fouled into the dirt. Just kicked that one and hit it right down into the dirt. Still 2 strikes and 2 balls. Fred getting the sign from Hayworth. Looks around over toward third base, see where Crosetti is. He's standing about 10 feet off the bag. Here's the pitch. A single over second base, scoring Crosetti. And here comes the throw being cut off, however, as Rolfe scores behind Crosetti. Selkirk remaining on first to the right of the bag so that it does not interfere with his vision in following the flight of the pitch. Marbury digging a hole there at the pitcher's rubber to get a better foothold. First three men up have hit. A single, a double, and a single. And here's Gehrig, a tough gent to be up there. Ball one, a little low. Fred rocks back and forth out there. Now he's ready. Here's the pitch. A little high outside. Ball two. Two and nothing. Hamlin continues to warm up. Count is two and nothing on Gehrig. And the next pitch. Ball three outside. Three and nothing. Three and nothing on Larrapin Lou. And the next pitch. Through the middle for a call strike, and the count is three and one. Nobody out. Selkirk on first. George taking the lead. Gehrig pops. It's a fly back at third base. Owen is backing up on the grass. He has it. One out. Tony Lazzari is up. Tony and Johnny Murphy were the big guns yesterday. Tony hit a very timely double. The bases loaded when Gehrig had been walked. Take a chance on Lazzari hitting into a double play. He also made a couple of nice stops around second base. Right-hand batter. And the pitch is high and inside. Ball one. One out, Selkirk taking a bit of a lead off first. Lazzari topped the pitch, fouling it along third baseline. Artie Fletcher coaching at third, picking that up, tossing it back to Marbury. The count is one and one. High inside pitch and then a foul strike. Marbury scuffing the dirt in front of the rubber to get a better footing when he comes down with his stride. He hasn't been lighting right, evidently. These three consecutive hits. Inside, ball two. Count is two balls, one strike. Two and one. Again, Fred sets himself, nods his head to Hayworth. Here's the pitch. Strike two, swinging. And the count is two and two on Lazzari. One man out, Selkirk on first, two Yankee runs in. First inning. All right, here's the pitch. Foul on the netting. Setting himself for the pitch. Here it comes, inside and high. And now the count is three and two on Lazzari. Selkirk on first, one man out. Two runs in. Fred looks over his shoulder to Selkirk. He's edging off first. Now the count is three and two. Toss to first. George is back safely. Hooking the bag with his left foot. Falling away out into right field. All right. Marbury has the ball again. Starts his windup. Again, glances over his shoulder. Three and two is the count. Another throw, and Selkirk back again safely. Umpire Willie McGowan down there at first, dashing right in on the play each time. He's standing about 20 feet behind the bag, and he comes tearing in with a throw to be right on top of the play. Another fast throw, and Selkirk back safely without sliding, slapping Willie on the hand as he went away from there. Fred is giving Lazzari a long chance standing up here with a count three and two. Here's the pitch. Selkirk breaking on it. Lazzari bounded it slow into Owen. And he's out at first. Selkirk trying for third is also out. So that ends the first inning. Owen made a smart play on that slow bounding ball, which came through him very slowly. It was coming toward Rogel. No chance for Rogel to throw the man out, so Owen cut over in front of him, speared the ball in his gloved hand as he was running at top speed toward first base, threw fast to Greenberg to get Lazzari. Selkirk, thinking that Owen could not get back to the bag after making this play from way over near shortstop, rounded second and set sail for third. Owen backpedaled very fast. Greenberg hesitated long enough to give Owen a chance to get back. Whipped a hard throw across the diamond. Owen putting the ball on Selkirk's leg as he slid for the bag, ending the inning. It was really a flashing play. No. Two runs, three hits. And no errors. We go into the Tiger half of the first inning. Yankees scored two runs on three hits. Crosetti opened with a single. Rolfe doubled. Selkirk singled. Gehrig popped to Owen. And Lazzari hit into a double play. First man up is Fox. Right-hand batter. Johnny Broca, right-hand pitcher for the Yankees, who has one run and lost one to the Tigers, is out there in the first pitch, a ball inside. 2-1. And the next pitch, Fox hits a single off Rolfe's hand. With a hard smash to the left of Rolfe, bounded off his glove for a single in the short left.
Came ahead, didn't he?
Huh? Well, sometimes they do. Jojo White is up, left-hand batter. The first pitch, low inside, wide sweeping curve. Fox on first, the Yankees leading 2-0. Broca sets himself for the next pitch, pitching from the shoulder with a runner on, strike, swinging over that one. Ball breaking low under the bat, and the count is 1-1. Again, Johnny toes the rubber. Here's the pitch. White bounded. A slow one to third. Rolfe tossing to Lazzari to force Fox at second. White is safe on the fielder's choice. Geringer up. Geringer, Manouche, and Gehrig having a nice race for this batting championship. Geringer in third place, Manouche in second, and Gehrig in first. Only 4 points separate the third man from the first. First pitch was a ball. The arm goes up for the next one. Foul strike. Charlie gets a hit today. The first hit he gets today, if he gets any, will be his 200th hit. Paul Wehner was the first major leaguer to break 200. He broke it yesterday. Geringer pops one into short center field, and it's going to be grabbed by Frankie Crosetti. Backing up there. Two outs. Greenberg is up. Greenberg was out yesterday observing Jan Kipper. And I believe, undoubtedly, Hank's big bat was missed out here yesterday. Strike called on Henry. Quick breaking curve through the middle. Broca looks over to see that White doesn't have too much of a lead off first. Ball. Little high. It was over there, but a little high. One and one. Two men out. White on first. Score 2-0 in favor of the Yankees. First inning. Johnny sets himself for the next pitch. White going with him. Ball two. White throws second and is going on to third. When Gorgon threw the ball into center field, got past Stanton. White rounded third, fell down on his way to the plate, got up again, and then walked slowly into the plate, scoring the run. Past second and charged Chapman with another error and letting the ball get past him in center field. White scoring on the stolen base and double error. The next pitch to Greenberg. Strike, and the count is now 2-2 on Hank. 23rd stolen base for White. Greenberg just struck out on a low curve. One run. One hit. Two errors. First up, singled off Rolfe's glove at third. White forced Fox at second, Rolfe to Lazzari. Geringer popped to Crosetti at short. White stole second, continued on to third when Jorgen's throw was bad and went into center field. And then when Chapman fumbled the throw out in center field, White continued on home. One run, one hit, two errors. Score is 2-1 in favor of the Yanks. As the second inning opens, Benny Chapman is the batter, right-hand hitter. Marbury pitching for the Tigers. First three men up in the opening inning hit him. A single, a double, and then a single. Counting for two runs. Ball inside and high. Johnny Broca is pitching for the Yankees. Marbury's arm goes up for the next one. Chapman flies to short right field. Fox is coming fast, but he can't get up to that one. And it's a single into right. Chapman stopping there at first. And it brings up Sammy Bird, another right-hand batter. Followed by Jorgens with Broca on deck. Marbury digging away there for a foothold. Hamlin and York again going out to the bullpen. They had come in at the end of the first inning. High inside, knocking Bird down away from the plate. Ball one. Chapman taking a bit of a lead. Inside and low, ball two. 2-0 on Bird. Nobody out. Chapman on first, second inning. Marbury sets himself for the next pitch. Bird flies to short center field. White is coming over toward left for it and has it. One out. Jorgens, another right-hand batter up. Chapman still on first. One man down in the second, and the Yankees leading 2-1. Fred sets himself for the next pitch. Here it comes. Outside, a curve ball. Happy tried a delayed steal on that one. He waited until after the ball was into Hayworth, and Ray was getting ready to toss it back to Marbury, then broke for second. Hayworth, however, failed to be fooled, as I believe he was baffled in the New York series, in New York, and heaved a perfect throw to Geringer, nailing Chapman for the second out. Two out. The count is 1-1 on Jorgens. Strike two called. That pitch was on the inside corner to a right-hand batter. Count is two strikes, one ball. The arm goes up for the next one. Jorgens raised a high fly to the infield. Hayworth
has it halfway up toward first, ending the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. Chapman first up, dropped a single in short right field. Too far in for Fox or, and too far out for Geringer or Greenberg. Bird fly to White, short left center. Chapman was out stealing. Hayworth to Geringer. And Jorgens ended the inning popping to Hayworth midway between first and the plate. Scores 2-1. Favor of the Yankees. 1.5 innings played. Owen, Goslin, and Rogella, the first three up for the Tigers in the second. This is WWJ, the Detroit News. The game coming to you through the courtesy of the White Star Refining Company. White Star markets mobile oil and mobile gas with climatic control. While Broca is tossing a couple here to Jack Salzgaber, warming him up till Jorgens gets his stuff on. I want to call your attention to the fact that there'll be a doubleheader here at Navin Field this coming Sunday between the Scricky Civilly team for the first game, and the winner of that game will play Wish Higgins Little Bengals. These players are property of the Tigers who have been farmed out in minor league clubs. Owen is up there. Broca has pitched two balls to him, both inside, 2-0. And the next one through the middle for a called strike, belt high. Two balls, one strike. The arm goes up for the next one. Owen smacking a bounder to shortstop. Crosetti has it. There's the throw, and he's out at first. Crosetti to Gehrig. Short to first. Owen retired. One out, none on. Goslin up. Goose is going through his usual ritual of scraping out the inside front corner of the left-hand batter's box. He always goes up there and digs that out of there with his cleat. Foul. Long first baseline. Fouling that curve that Broca was serving. One man out, nobody on. 2-1 in favor of the Yanks. Second inning. Johnny gets the sign from Jorgens, raises his arm for the pitch, and curves that one over for the second called strike. Two strikes, one ball. One out and none on. Johnny sets his cap. Gets ready to go. The arm goes up in the motion. Goslin just managed to foul that one slightly and it's bounded off. Umpire Will Deneen's chest protector clear out to third base where Red Rolf handed it to George Moriarty. Umpiring at third, and George has tossed it back to Broca. Count is two strikes and one ball. Goslin the batter. Broca is ready. Here's the pitch. Little high. Ball two. 2-2. One out, none on, and the pitch. Goslin pops to shortstop. Frank Crosetti settling himself for the catch. He has it. Two out. Rogel is up. And the fire chief will bat left-handed today against right-hand pitching. Bill is in there. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball one. Two down, none on. And the next pitch, Rogel fouled, strike one. Up in the upper deck, out along third base way. And the count is 1-1 on Rogel with two out and none on in the second. And the score 2-1 in favor of the Yanks. But the last game the Yanks will play here this season. A foul ball. Jorgens under it down here below us and has it. And Broca retired the side in order. Neat pitching in that inning. On first up, grounded to Crosetti at short. Goslin popped to Crosetti, and Rogel fouled to Jorgens. So it's 2-1 in favor of New York at the end of the second inning. First man up is Broca, starting the third. Broca, Crosetti, and Walsh are the first three. Dandy day for a ball game. And a nice crowd out here to see the Yankees making their last appearance at Navin Field for 1934. We hope before the ball game gets over that Babe Ruth gets in it. I'd like to see Babe take one more swing this season. But his leg is pretty sore. He takes a bit of batting practice, but not very much. Manager Cochran, Charlie Horse, is better, but still not cured. That's why he's out of today's game. The pitch is high. Ball one. Broca, the batter, leading off for the Yankees. Not see the ball very well. You know he wears glasses. Strike called. And he gave all the appearance of one who could not watch a fast pitch. The arm goes up for the next one. High. Ball three. 3-1 is the count. Marbury's arm goes up for the next pitch. Ball four. Broca walked. Seems to be the tip-off that Marbury is not right. Fred's control is not so hot today. All he had to do with Broca was to pitch three in there. Crosetti is up. Frank singled sharply the first time at bat. Scored the first Yankee run today. Inside, ball one. Pull it out a little. Not much. And the next pitch, high, ball two. 2-0. In the seven pitches so far in this inning, Marbury has gotten but one across the plate. Count is 2-0 on Crosetti. Broca on first, nobody out. Third inning, Yankees leading 2-1. Hamlin again warming up. Strike call. That one was in there. Letter high through the middle. Fred looks over his shoulder to see where Broca is. He's not taking much lead. Crosetti flied high to center field. White is under it. He has it, standing there like a statue. One out. Rolfe is up. Rolfe doubled when he bounded one over Greenberg's head along the right field line in the first inning. Sending Crosetti to third. Fred gets the sign from Hayworth. Here's the pitch. Foul strike. Hitting it in the dirt. One out, Broca on first. Rolfe bats them left-handed. And the next one, low outside, ball one. 1-1 on Rolfe. Broca on first. And the next pitch coming in, a foul, strike two. Up against this top deck and bounding down just beyond the reach of some box holders down there, but a fellow stepped right out of the little gate and got that one. He will take that one home. And the count is two. Marbury gets the sign from Hayworth. He's ready to pitch. Here it comes. It's another hit for Rolfe, a single over second. White throwing the ball in, Broca stopping at second. Two for two for Rolfe. Selkirk is up. Another left-hand batter. George had a hard single the first time at bat, which scored Crosetti and Rolfe. The left-hand batter. changes his stance at the plate and is crowding it with his foot on the back line. Ball. Ready to hit an outside pitch. Count is 1-1. Facing around, almost facing first base as he stands in there now, the way he's standing. Right leg pulled back. Left leg right on the inside line of the box. Here's the next pitch. Outside. Ball 2. 2-1. Selkirk, Broca on second, Rolfe on first. One out. High inside, ball 3. 3-1. Three and one with one out. Joey Sewell telling Broca what to do. Ball 4. Bases loaded. Gehrig is up. One man out. Gehrig pops to Owen the first time at bat. Wind is blowing toward left center field. Larrapin, Lou Gehrig is the batter with the bases loaded and one out. The crowd is getting rather tense. The score is 2-1 in favor of the Yankees. This is the third inning. Marbury is raising quite a bit of dust out there as he kicks the ground around to get better footing. He's been off in his pitching. His control has been bad. Here's the pitch to Gehrig, and it's high outside. Ball 1. A high, hard one. Gets the sign from Hayworth. Starts the motion. Here's the pitch. A bounder over second base for a hit into center field. Broca scoring, followed by Rolfe. Selkirk reaching third. Makes the score 4-1 in favor of the Yanks. And Lazeri is up. That seems to be all for Marbury. Time is called. And Hamlin comes in from the bullpen to relieve Marbury, who has allowed 4 runs. And 6 hits in 2 1/3 innings. 2 runs are on the bases that will be charged to Marbury if they score. Attention, please. Hamlin, now pitching for Detroit. Hamlin, now pitching for Detroit. Luke, the Pied Piper of Hamlin, now going to pitch for the Tigers. Lazeri, a right-hand batter, is in there. Hamlin takes his stretch. Here's the first pitch. It's high, ball 1, a high fast one. The arm goes up for the next one. Gehrig takes a bit of a lead off first. Lazeri swung hard and missed. Strike 1. 1-1. One and one on Pusham up Tony. Luke is ready. And here comes the next one. Gehrig going on it. Lazeri punched a hit into right field. And then Pete Fox played the ball badly and it got past him to the screen. Gehrig will score all the way from first. And Lazeri is pulling up at third. Now he's going to come home when Greenberg fumbled Fox's throw. Well, that was quite an exciting hit. A single for Lazeri, scoring Selkirk from third and advancing Gehrig to second. Fox fumbled the hit. And Gehrig reached third on Fox's first fumble. Then he threw badly to Greenberg, and Gehrig continued on home. Lazeri, rather, continued on home. Fox, I believe, will get charged with two errors. Lazeri getting a single. Just a minute till we get the official scoring on that. Greenberg the other one. Greenberg gets the other error instead of Fox, two on the throw. Chapman is up, and Hamlin has pitched a ball and a strike. And the next pitch, inside, ball two. Here's the next one coming in, inside and high, ball three. 3-1 on Chappie. Chappie singled the first time up and was out stealing. Hamlin's arm goes up in the motion, and the next pitch, Chapman lying to left field. It's over Gosling's head against the wall. He's playing it on the first hop, throwing to second. Chapman is coming down there. A two-base hit for Chapman. Well, 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 this is quite a Yankee batting rampage this afternoon. Two runs in the first inning on three hits. No runs in the second. And five runs in this third inning with one man out. Chapman is on second. Bird is up. Bird flied to White the first time up. Strike called. You would expect Bird to fly to someone, wouldn't you all? Hamlin takes his stretch for the next pitch. Here she comes. Ball. Sweeping curve outside. Rogel and is out at first. On Rogel to Greenberg. Chapman advancing to third on the very peculiar play. That was a carom off Owen's heel. Shot over to Rogel at shortstop. Bill picked it up and threw to Greenberg just ahead of the flying bird. Well, we've seen everything now. We're like the guy that's had delirium tremens. Two out, and Jorgens is up. Chapman on third. A called strike on Arndt as Hamlin pitched a ball about knee-high through the middle. And the next one, Jorgens wallops in the general direction of the scoreboard. Gosling leaping high, hitting it with his gloved hand, but failing to hold on to it. Chapman scoring, the ball returned from the outfield, getting past a couple of the lads, but nevertheless, it's a two-base hit for Jorgens. He remained on second while the ball was being cuffed around the infield as it came in. And that makes six runs in this inning, and the score is now 8-1 in favor of the Yankees. Nine men have batted, and Broca is up for the second time. Well, 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 this is quite a track meet for the boys from the Bronx. Crowd is getting a run for their money today, and so are the Yankees getting many runs for their money. Broca swung and missed that one. Strike one. He opened the inning by drawing a pass from Marbury, which was the tip-off that Fred wasn't right. Just wasn't sure in that first inning. Broca can't see very well in there, and all you have to do is throw them in. Strike two called. 2-0 on Broca. Hamlin going through a bit of setting up exercises to loosen up his arm out there. He hasn't had much chance to throw. The boys have been hitting him right back. Strike three and out called. Six runs.